Hi there, this is Colo Merrick here from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. Today I want to just share something about faith that has helped me a lot in my life as well, and to run this race, to fight the fight of the kingdom here on earth. Because, we are supposed to not just run, we're not just supposed to fight, we're supposed to win as well. Because he has overcome the world and he is in us, right? This is why he says that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So that's what we and who we carry. And I want to encourage us in this. And there's, a saying that is kind of the opposite than what I just said. And it is the statement that a lot of believers have made. And it says that we are only sinners saved by grace. And I must say, it sounds humble. It sounds like we are trying to avoid thinking too much of ourselves. But I want to bring this to you that it is a statement of doubt and unbelief. And I'm saying this because the word of God says the opposite. And here in John 3, from about verse 19 to 21, we'll read some scriptures today. And I want to tell you the scriptures, and you can go read them on your own time as well, and it will bless you. So you're from about verse 19, he says, "And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his works be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God." Now, what is interesting, and I want to first mention, is this gets said after Jesus said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For he has not come to the world to condemn the world, but that it might be saved through him. Now, that condemn is very much the same as judge. And then, he explains how this works. But yet, this scripture we just read said, "And this is the judgment." And it comes because, he explains the light and the darkness. So, what does this mean? If Jesus has not come to condemn and judge, how does this judgment then work? Now, he explains it in verses after verse 17. Which we didn't read. Now, you can go read in your own time as well. He says that those who has not believed were condemned already. That is how the judgment works. So here he then it just explains what then happens is the light comes in, and those who love darkness stay in darkness. That's how the judgment works. Those in the dark who love the dark don't come to the light. That's how it works. So if you love the light, you come toward the light. So this is the very simplicity of the scripture, is that I'm going to make now, it's just sinners do not believe, right? That's why we can't just say we are sinners saved by grace, because sinners in themselves do not believe the word. But if you believe the word, you would come to the light. Do you see where I'm going with this? Now, if we can jump to some other scriptures just to make the point clearer. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30 to 31. And he says, "And because of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, so that it is written, let the one who boasts in the Lord." So what do we say? No, we say we are righteous. But see, it is not because we think too much of ourselves. It is that we think much of our Savior, because his work has to be true for me. My falling short has nothing on his righteousness. But me believing his righteousness makes me come to the light, and makes my falling short also not as frequent, and it makes me stronger in him. Because the light has that effect of changing me to be more like him if I truly believe. In Colossians 1 verse 11 to 14, he says, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. This is such an important part, to realize I am not in the dark anymore. If there's anything that looks dark, I can shake it off and the light will expose it. But it is not me anymore. My life is in him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have been sanctified. This is what I believe. And then he says, even here in Colossians, that we are being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. So in this, we fail much more because our trust to stay in the light has been in ourselves and not in him. So this is where our focus needs to go. But there's a powerful scripture that I want to share with you, and this is where I'm going tonight. As it says in John 16, from verse 7 to 11. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of concerning sin and righteousness and of judgment. Now concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Just stop there quick. See how interesting this is. They are convicted of their sin because, see, there's this light that has come in. Now there's a different option than staying in dark. So they can go to the light and be transferred into the light, into his kingdom of his love, right? And be empowered. Or they can stay in the dark. And this is what Holy Spirit comes and does. He comes and convicts because he's saying, there is another way. But then he also says, let's read on. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father. Stop again. Very interesting that righteousness gets mentioned with because he goes to the Father. So he goes there and he represents us before the Father. But you know what's interesting is he's not just saying this about him. He's putting this in perspective of Holy Spirit with us as well. Which means if he goes away, then if you are righteous before the Father, then you are the representation of righteousness on the earth as well because of Holy Spirit in you. You see where I'm going with this? Because you have been made new in the Spirit, one Spirit with the Lord. So you represent his righteousness now because of Holy Spirit. It's amazing. And then last part, concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Now, see, even judgment, because when you are in the kingdom, the Holy Spirit will not come and bring judgment to you because that's not his job. Even in the verses I started with, the light does not just come to bring condemnation. Condemnation was there. It came to bring light. It came to bring another way of being, another way of living, another kingdom. See, so this is where it's at. And if we believe this way, the famous scripture that we all know so well work correctly, that says the just will live by faith. Now, if we say that we are sinners saved by grace, then it's very hard to live by faith, since a sinner cannot really exercise faith. Only the justified can do that. Justified truly means to be just as if you've never sinned. So we have to be able to say, Jesus is enough. He has cleansed me. I am righteous. I'm clean. I am holy before the Lord because of Jesus' blood and his broken body. There I died, and everything sinful about me is gone. Now my life is new. Now, I don't care how long you've been a Christian. If you have not fully realized that, you can have that today. You know, even as the word says, the word has gone out and you can receive it today. So today, if you believe, if you hear the word, it says in Hebrews, you know, God is there. You know, and that's why we preach this word. It's available right now. And you can live by faith. Now, faith, if you're living by faith, it means you take what God has said as reality now, not just one day, because you already carry what his word has promised. So I just wanted to bless you with that today. Do not be judged. Do not stay in any condemnation. That's not the kingdom you are in. That is not of the light. You are now the light of the world, a city set on a hill. You are his representation of his righteousness now. So I want to encourage you with that, because you do not need to stay a sinner because of failing here and there. John explains it in 1 John chapter 1 going to chapter 2, where he says, we are liars if we say that we have not sinned. Now that is before we believe. And then chapter 2, that we cannot miss reading. And he says, I write this to you so you may not sin. It would be very strange if he would tell us to always say we are sinners and write a letter so that they wouldn't sin. It would be very hypocritical. But he says, because we have an advocate with the Father. So this is why we look to him and we proclaim what he has done. We have sinned, but then we were forgiven. That is where the power lies in, so that we can go and we can enter in to our kingdom of light and the Son of his love, and live by faith and knowing we have received what was promised. Jesus was successful on the cross, and we believe it. All right, so I just wanted to bless you today. And let me just pray with you guys. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making us righteous with you. Thank you, Father, for sanctifying us, making us clean and holy and pure before you by your blood that is perfect and so powerful. Thank you, Lord, that it cries out grace over us. Thank you, Lord. Your blood speaks of better things than the blood of Abel that called for vengeance, but your blood calls for mercy and grace over us, God. Thank you that we can receive, but with thankfulness, and we can say, God, I am what you say I am. Let your Holy Spirit convict anyone who does not believe, that they may enter to your light, God, that they may draw close. In Jesus' name, Father, thank you that anyone who does believe may be convicted of their righteousness, that they are right with you and they can trust you where they are. Thank you, God, that they would also be convicted of how the enemy is already judged, Father, and they have authority and they have freedom in you. Thank you, Jesus. I just bless each person today. Thank you, Father. You bless them, that you let their righteousness flow out of them by faith. Thank you, Lord, in their doing and their living and their speaking every day, in their giving, in their loving, in every way of their being, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you guys for joining in, praying with us, sowing into us. It blesses us. It keeps us going in the natural as well. And we thank you, each person that is obedient to the voice of the Lord in that, because that is what blesses us the most. So have a great week, and until next time.